Use your iPhone to get healthy, wealthy, and wise.
And I'll show you how to use your iPad as a second screen for your computer.
And my iPad runs Android apps.
What? It's time for iOS Today.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
iOS Today is brought to you by Butcher Box. Better meat for a better you. Free from added antibiotics and hormones. Humanely raised and delivered right to your door. For $20 off your first box and 2 pounds of free salmon, go to butcherbox.com/iOS today and enter iOS Today at checkout. And by ExpressVPN. Protect your online activity today. For 3 extra months free with a 1-year package, go to expressvpn.com/iOS today. And by WordPress. Turn your dreams into reality and launch your website at wordpress.com. Get 15% off any new plan at wordpress.com/twit. Yeah, baby. Time for iOS Today. I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Megan Maroney.
Looking lovely today.
And you too are looking lovely.
Well, I always wear the same thing.
I know. It's sad. Don't you wish you could wear different patterns like this and flowy outfits?
I do, kind of.
I know.
Most species, the male is the flashier of the two. I don't know how we lost out here in the human race.
Well, you make it up with all the talking you do. I mean, not you, just the man.
No, we have to posture to impress you.
Exactly.
So that you will decide that we would make the perfect mate.
Right.
This is a show where we talk about iOS, which could be an iPad.
It could be an iPhone.
Could be an Apple Watch.
Yep, Apple TV.
But it could not be that.
Yes.
What are you using?
I am using Jason Howell's Pixel Slate. It is not an iPad. It is iPad sized, iPad shaped. Here
iPad
it is.
iPad priced.
It has the it has the Google Play Store on it.
So this is a trade that you do every year with your co-host on Tech News Weekly. He's the host of All About Android. You're the host of iOS Today. Mm-hmm. So it means this is kind of logical. But in years past, you've traded phones.
Yes, we've traded phones and watches in the past, but we decided that because the Pixel, he's using the Pixel 3.
Yeah.
Last year, I used his Pixel 2.
Yeah.
There's not that much difference. Maybe just the night sight camera, but like I can imagine what my dark photos look like with light.
Just imagine if you could see what's at the end of the bar.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, you're right.
Actually. So we decided, you know, here's this device that came out. It has not been very well reviewed by you or others. Jason likes it.
I didn't review it. But I have. So this is the Pixel Slate, which is this year's Google Chrome OS device. Mm-hmm. Usually they do a laptop, the Pixel Book, which I have. And I really like Chrome OS. Lately, Chrome OS has added the ability to run Android apps. So you have both an Android store, although, as we just discovered, a limited version of the Android store because you can't, for instance, put Apple Music on there.
Right.
But it's really a Chrome OS device.
Yeah.
So it's almost a computer. In fact, he bought the keyboard and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of more like a computer than a laptop computer than it is a tablet. Yet it does have tablet features. In fact, I noticed you don't have the pencil or the pen.
I don't have the pencil.
I'll get that for you. That's a real browser. That's Chrome.
It's a full-on browser that I really like. So it's, you know, the keyboard is great. It adjusts the stand. This adjusts it any way I want. Yeah. Whereas, you know, the silly old iPad only has 2 ways to adjust.
One of the biggest stories here is that it's more configurable than the iPad. You can get a variety of processors. Including some fairly high-end Intel processors like the i5, and you can get more memory in it, RAM. Storage is, you can get more storage too, but it's not anywhere, you get more storage in an iPad, because an iPad really is designed to store stuff locally. Chrome OS is designed to be a cloud operating system, so that's a little difference there. You like it, though. Screen?
So far,
I think the screen's good, right?
I think the screen is great. Yeah, so far I like it. It doesn't have the Face ID, but it has a fingerprint sensor up there.
That's actually a big improvement for Chrome OS. In the past, you've had to type your Google password, which is a real pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting, it's roughly the same size. It's actually a little smaller than the 12.9-inch iPad Pro, the latest 2018 version. So, but it's comparable. I would say it's comparable. And it's very comparable in price. It's about, you know, somewhere around $1,000. It could be more if you configure it with lots of features and less if you don't. I think the lowest is about $600.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how long are you going to do this?
Just 3 weeks. Not long.
I guess you could still review stuff on your watch and your phone.
Well, and a lot of the apps, some of the apps that I
are there.
Yeah, are there.
Like Everything But the Home.
That was an app we talked about. We'll talk about that next week, Everything But the Home. I'm not sure if there was an Android app.
I'll tell you what is not on there is my app cap later in the day. But what are we talking about today?
I said we're going to use our iPhones and iPads to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. At least healthy and wise.
I don't think there's a way to get wealth. Well, you could, you know how you get wealthy? You write a best-selling app.
True.
Then you could get wealthy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good luck doing that. There's a lot of competition.
Right.
But it can happen.
But let's start with healthy. I have a question for you. Do you believe in vitamins?
So that's an interesting question. I do take vitamins, a lot of them. And I think of them as my magic pills. That it's. I kind of understand that it's probably voodoo. Certainly some of them I take are voodoo. In fact, even the one that I was sure was the real deal, vitamin D, lately research has come out that it's really just one guy who happened to work for the Vitamin D Council who's really been promoting vitamin D as a must-have supplement. And there is research, so I've even seen research that say it's bad for you to take supplements. It's my opinion that it's not, in my life, this is for me, not for you, it's not bad to take supplements. It's just that you may be spending money you don't need to spend. So what do you have something about vitamins?
Have something about vitamins.
Because I'm interested in this.
Okay.
I take one vitamin, $60 a month, that's supposed to make me live forever.
One for $60 a month?
No, I take many vitamins. Oh, this is like pill pack.
It is like pill pack. This is called Care Of.
Okay.
And it's just vitamins, not anything else. And
I think Lisa might have done this.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she like it?
Yeah.
I like it so far.
Because you know why she hates... going through her, oh, look.
I took a survey.
She did that. Yeah.
She did, and it said, hi, Lisa, or did it say, hi, Megan?
Because it said, hi, Megan, which is weird.
So I have a little note here. These aren't today's vitamins. I already took today's vitamins. It says, today's challenge, go for a walk today and leave your phone at home. Unplug it.
So does it say something different every day, or does it say that every day?
No, let's try it. Well, it's like a little advent calendar. No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted.
This is nice.
So here's the app that goes along with it. Care Of. The vitamins range from $5 to $25 a month.
They prescribe, right?
Right.
You tell them what you want.
Yeah, you tell them, like, I want healthy skin. I want to age gracefully. I have stress with my boss. Things like that. I don't really have stress with my boss, but that's a different
thing. I'm not your boss.
That's
true. Your co-worker.
Oh, yeah. I don't have stress
I'm
with
your
my boss.
Colleague.
I have stress with my colleague.
Colleague.
So I took my vitamins this morning. So I say, take
press
vitamins.
Okay.
I'm taking ashwagandha. They also asked me if I was open to Eastern medicine, and so I was.
Is ashwagandha made in Wakanda?
No, I don't think so. Oh. So I took my vitamins and it says, Oh yeah. And I've taken 11 packs so far. So you can tell already in my healthy skin. And then it says so I've taken 10 packs of vitamin D, and allegedly after taking vitamin D for a week and a half, you may not be feeling much change. That's normal. Vitamin D supports the body's ability to absorb calcium from both food and supplements, which then supports bone health.
Can I just tell you, after taking vitamin D for 5 years, you may not notice any difference either. I never get sick, though, and I don't know if that's just a healthy constitution or the fact that I take all these supplements.
It's a mystery. So it's like we may be just throwing money down the drain.
They call it expensive pee.
Yeah.
And you're not throwing it down the drain.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha. That sounds like
my brain.
Oh, is that a root or a mushroom? I take a lot of mushrooms. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
It might be. A 2016 study published in Experimental Gerontology demonstrated evidence that ashwagandha supports brain health and might have neuroprotective benefits. So by taking it now...
is the key word.
You might very well be protecting your brain for the future.
You know, what happened here is at some point the supplement companies got to the FDA and convinced them, you don't need to regulate over-the-counter supplements. You don't need to test them for safety and effectiveness. So I guess they're somewhat tested for safety. But there's no evidence that they're effective. And a lot of vitamins are on kind of scant research. On the other hand...
why not? Well,
I take a ton of them. I take so many vitamins, my pee is green. No, I take a lot. I take a multi. I take a mushroom supplement, which is for immune health. C, B complex, D.
And it's all in one vitamin.
No. Oh, you should see the handful of pills. I'm kind of like Ray Kurzweil. I just...
Yeah, there's like five or six pills in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's about as many as I take.
Yeah. So the $25 pills
that's
are
not bad.
Prenatal. $25 for a month.
We know prenatal vitamins are important. Folic acid, things like that. There are definitely prenatal vitamins people should take.
Yeah, for sure. But I think that most of them are cheaper than that and cheaper than... buying the giant thing of
really?
You know, well,
which they're more convenient too. Because one of the things Lisa and I hate is every once a week we have to get our little pill box out, dole out the vitamins into it, and I do that because otherwise I'll forget or I won't. You know, it's even more complicated if you don't do that. That's so much easier. That's why Lisa liked that.
Yeah, and I also don't have a big bottles of expired vitamins that you know.
Another good
stop
point.
Taking.
Yeah.
Because I, you know,
we have a lot of that. We have a whole shelf of.
So it's cheaper in that sense. I got the first month free somehow. I don't know, you know, but then not because I was going to talk about it, because I found some online.
That's just the deal.
Yeah. First month free. So, but I'm going to keep doing it because you know why? I like to try new things.
I don't see the harm in it, I guess, except for the damage to your pocketbook. But if you can afford it, I think there are some vitamins C and D we know have some benefit and B. The mushrooms, maybe not so much.
The ashwagandha.
The ashwagandha. I don't know what that is. Is that a root? I don't know what that is. Anyway, that's cool. I have a big box of health apps.
Okay, let's start with your first.
My whole folder of health apps. You know, one of the things I really like. Notice I started using LifeSum, by the way, which you recommended last week. I like that a lot. That is the thing that counts your calories and is pretty cool. This is my favorite workout app. It's called Go Away, Go Home. You don't have to work out today. I haven't opened on this before. I use it. This is a phone app, but they also have an iPad app. The phone, because I'm not going to take my iPad to the gym. So, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So you can create routines. It's very easy to create routines.
This is called Smart Gym?
Smart Gym. You can add it to Siri, which is really handy. In fact, I see people at the gym, you know, with their phone, and their phone is timing them and talking them through it and saying, do 10 reps now. Okay. So lying leg raise, which as you can probably figure, I'm very good at that.
Mm-hmm. Looks just like you.
Three sets of 12, and then the timing for the rest. And actually, I should add some timing for the rest. So this is nice. What's nice is you create your own, if you want, you create your own routines. You can, if you pay a little extra, get a personal trainer. Oh, well, I'm sorry. That's for personal trainers to keep track of your students. This is nice because I do pay for a personal trainer, and he'll give me routines, but it's hard for me to remember them sometimes. So it's very simple for me to name a routine, say what the goal is, say what the stretches are beforehand, the renewal afterwards, and then add the exercises. And you see it has a very large selection of different exercises. Have you ever done the preacher curl machine? Hallelujah, brother. So you can, you know, this is nice. I think this is a really simple and good to use app to keep track of what you see people at the gym doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lisa does that one. She adds a curl, a crunch to that.
Feels like you could really hurt yourself doing that, though.
You can. You can't miss. That's the pullover with dumbbell. Who's the dumbbell here? That's my question.
I don't really work out with weights anymore. Like, I just feel like
you don't
my
have
body
to.
Weight is enough.
Yeah, you could, you know, a lot of this stuff, well, these are all weights. Let's get out of the weight machines. But a lot of this stuff is just, you know, doing stuff like that, the bike crunch. So this isn't so much to prescribe a routine as just to record it and then to record it as you use it. So I kind of like that. This is called Smart Gym. There are a lot of other ones. I've shown this one, the Johnson & Johnson 7-minute workout. I guess I won't sign into this. But this is a high-intensity workout. A lot of people like that because you can do it for 7 minutes a couple of times a day and really get a good cardio workout with some muscle strength built in as well. What else do you have there?
Well, last year I recommended tons of different workout apps that you could, like routines, like Aptiv. They walk you through it and just in your ear. But I also recommend it a lot where you can like do a workout, be in a gym class and do a workout with, you know, watch a workout.
Right.
But they get to be expensive. And sometimes you'll, you know.
It's like $100 a year.
Yeah. I mean, they're less expensive than a gym.
Yeah. My trainer is expensive.
Yeah. But he's nice.
Oh, I love my trainer.
They are less expensive than the gym, but they're more expensive than YouTube.
Okay, so there's a scale. So you get YouTube, which is really cheap because it's free.
Mm-hmm. Ads.
You get Aptive or one of those. Tony Gonzalez has mm-hmm. that great, what's that? I can't remember what it's called, but it's really good.
There's one Daily Burn that
Daily
I like.
Daily Burn, love that. Mm-hmm. And then there's a personal trainer in a gym. Mm-hmm. And then there's a heart attack. And on that scale,
that heart
anything less than the heart attack, yeah. to me, is a good value.
Yeah. So I've been spending some time looking through the YouTube workout videos.
Have you found some good stuff?
I have. I mean, I found some bad stuff, too.
Like that's the problem. There's no editorial control at all.
Yeah. I mean, you can go on there and find someone who's just, like, doing something in their garage, you know. And
it may be great. We don't know.
So I made a little playlist on YouTube
of
my
good
favorite
idea.
Workout videos.
And this is completely free.
Yes. And I would hope that it – okay, let's see if it opens. Here's – my favorite workout videos. I noticed Pop Sugar has a lot of really good ones. And their idea is they'll bring on a trainer that is known, and then sort of it's an advertisement for that trainer and their work. So this is Tierra Lachey. I heard about her from Daily Burn.
Intense, piercing headache, even if no one else can.
Ads is what you'll get.
With the chin, okay?
She does a lot of dance workouts. And so this one is 30 minutes. And you know, which is good, and it's not, you know, it's not boring. It's fun. So
this is like professional grade. I mean, this is not this is not somebody in this garage. Although, again, I don't think somebody in his garage is necessarily a bad idea.
No, not necessarily if you find the right person, and that's where a lot of these people start. Feels like
thanks
I should.
So
okay.
Much for watching. If you enjoyed this video,
this YouTuber Boho Beautiful, my sister told me about her. If you don't like to watch people working out in their living room,
this is in Hawaii and stuff.
She goes to and all. She goes.
Sometimes
Turks
I think people watch these.
They just
not
watch
for
them.
Exercise, they just shall watch we them? Say?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I watch them for exercise.
Just because, like, you're sitting on your couch. Oh, Lion, nice. They're on their beach. Sweet.
You mean just to, like, you watch a cooking video and you're not planning on cooking. That's what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Especially if they're on the beach, right?
Right. So all of these are
bikini.
Great workouts. They're all going to try to sell you on their, you know, workout routine. Some will try to sell you on supplements, et cetera. But I mean, if you like a trainer, then support them and follow their fitness routine. The only problem I have with
this... I thought you were going to say, if you like a trainer, set her free. But that's another song.
Yeah. That's true. My only problem with this is you have to have your own willpower, right? Like, you have to sit there and do it. No one's going to... If you stop 10 minutes through, no one's going to tell you to keep going. I mean, she'll tell you to keep going, but you can pause it and tell her to shut up, which you can't do in a regular workout class. But I like this, and they will work on the Apple TV, you know, and if you...
Honestly, this is great. I mean, it's free.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, remember Jane Fonda and the VHS tapes, and they were expensive, and and you get so bored because you have five workouts or whatever on a... And this is great. You have, basically, they're unlimited, infinite. They can always be different. And honestly, something like that, you're not going to hurt yourself. But as... We probably should say before you do any exercise, all of these will, maybe the YouTube videos don't, but most apps will say, consult your physician, make sure it's okay. And I asked my doctor, he said, okay. He said, I've been begging you for years. Please, Leo, get some exercise. Then he slapped me.
I mean, it's not that, working out is not that complicated. Like there is, you don't need a
honestly,
bunch of.
No, honestly, take a walk is a workout, right?
You can do that. When it's raining,
Pokemon Go is my favorite fitness app.
But
I am showing real restraint by not using that today.
You.
But it is my favorite fitness app because it gets me out walking. And you know what's going to be huge is when the Harry Potter version comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll rejoin then.
Yeah.
But if squats, push-ups, just it's pretty simple.
I'm going to do one that's closer to a heart attack than it is to YouTube.
Oh, good.
Okay. Because you have to buy gear. But you've seen the ads for it, I'm sure. I have a Peloton exercise bike. I like spin. Have you ever done spin classes? Mm-hmm. They're hard work. Usually the first time you do spin, you get a little nauseous because it's like you're working really hard. Again, consult your physician before you do that. And it's okay in spin to take it easy and not like make yourself sick. But it as you do it, you tend to work harder and harder. And a good spin instructor is gold. Well, Peloton, the idea is you have a spin cycle at home very expensive spin cycle. I think they're almost $4,000. And the instructors are at their New York Peloton facility, and they stream live so you can watch them live. In fact, I'm curious what's live. Coming up in 28 minutes, 30-minute intervals and arms ride with this handsome hunk of man flesh, Denis Merton. So they have really engaging instructors, male and female, and a huge variety of programs. Now, you can do the live one, and the live one's fun because when you're doing the live one, you see everybody else doing it. You see how they're doing it. You can, you have a profile, you have a name. It says where you are in many cases. Mine says, I am Chief Twit in Petaluma, California. And then there's people, oh, Daria's following me. I should follow her back. So you can follow them. There's Kevin. So those are the roses. So that's really fun. And it does, I think it encourages you because you're not only trying to beat other people, and you can even do it in your own age group. So I like to do that because I'm a young 60, so mm-hmm. I like to be in the 60-year-olds because mm-hmm. they usually a little slower. but you can also try to beat your personal best. So that's fun too. I really like that. A huge variety. In fact, they've now really expanded this. You see outdoor running. They have, but say you want to do a Tabata. That's the high intensity interval training. I really like Robin Arzon. She's great. Here's 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. And in fact, this even has a 4-week program. So you can start with a 15-minute ride. Shall I show you just a little bit of what a ride looks like? So this is... It will show who else is in it right now, and there's only one other person, but others may join over time. You're sitting on your Peloton. Now, because I'm not on my Peloton, I'm not seeing the stats, but you'll see your stats, how hard you're working, how far you've gone, you know, how many watts you're generating at the moment. And then you also have a resistance dial, so it'll show you how much resistance you've got on that from 0 to 100. So this is great. You're like you're in a class, right? You're actually watching the instructor. Occasionally, they'll change the shot. There's no one in this class right now, but there usually are people in the background there that you can see in the class.
Oh, no, that's her.
It's really fun. I think this is it's expensive. It's not for everybody. It's mostly for people like Kevin Rose and his wife.
And me.
Some of these are explicit. They will warn you ahead of time.
What do you mean?
She'll say, get off your behind.
She's not naked or anything.
No, not explicit like that. They're explicit in the sense that the language. And they warn you ahead of time, which is really good. They get you set up each time before you go into a class. I think as expensive as this is, because you also, not only do you buy the bike, but you have to subscribe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's $20 or $30 a month. What I ended up doing, because I just said, I'm going to buy 3 years of classes and the bike and everything. I spent a lot of money.
An investment in your health.
Again, cheaper than a heart attack. Mm-hmm. And they're now adding a lot, as you've probably seen in their ads, a lot of additional stuff that doesn't require the bicycle.
Oh.
So this has become really a complete gym. I am a big fan. You can see what the schedule is. Coming up, there's going to be a hit ride with Emma Lovewell. She's very popular. She's a great instructor. Christine Dercole is one of my favorites. A lot of these people are actors or because they're in New York City or fitness instructors in New York City. So they're really, I think they're very high quality. Christine is just fantastic. And she's going to do a 45-minute British pop ride. So you can also choose by music, 90s rock, country ride. That's fun too. So it really is, it's as if you had the best spin instructors in the world, and they're just waiting for you to join in. That's Peloton. Not cheap, but I think, for me, a really great solution. It gives me, encourages me to go in there.
I've seen them in hotel gyms, too.
Yeah, you'll see them all around. You can try it in a hotel.
If you're on a hotel, you download the app, right?
Not a bad idea.
I guess you could try it.
Do you want to do some more? Do you have some more?
I have some more.
Go ahead.
I just rejoined the WW.
What's that? Windows Weekly?
No. Weight Watchers.
Weight Watchers. That's a great program. I highly recommend it.
It is. So I did Weight Watchers, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago after kids. And it was great.
Isn't it?
But it was very different than it is now. Now, again, it's called the WW.
See, I haven't done it since then.
Yeah. So I heard about this from, I was listening to Kara Swisher's podcast, Recode Decode, and she interviewed the woman who runs the WW.
So it used to be what you do. It was really about groups. You'd go in, you'd get weighed in once a week, you'd go in a group, you'd talk, And then they would tell you what to eat.
Right.
This is a little different.
Yeah. So do you know how long Weight Watchers has been around?
No, it's
55 years.
Yeah. As long as I've been around.
And it's really evolved because we don't really talk about watching our weight so much anymore.
No.
Like, we don't even really talk about diet. We talk about wellness.
Yes.
And
that's why the WW. It's like KFC. They don't want to mention that it's
exactly.
fried.
Yes. But I rejoined just because, you know, I thought, okay, well, let's see. Because it's really changed. Because when I did it, there were lots of ways you could cheat. There was a lot of the food you could buy that
was
like highly processed.
They have a point system, right?
Yeah. So they have a point system now, but it's very different. If it's not your grandmother's Weight Watchers.
Good.
The point system is like tons of food has 0 points. So pretty much all vegetables and fruits
as
have
it
zero
should be.
Points.
You should be able to eat all the veggies you want.
Chicken, which I don't eat, but you eat, has 0 points.
Chicken has no points?
Yeah. Eggs, so hard-boiled eggs, have no points. And then you have a smaller amount of points.
I eat a dozen eggs a day.
There are no points.
Huh.
Weirdly, then there's some weird stuff like an avocado is 11 points because it has a lot of fat. It's good fat. But you have 11 points. You could spend it eating an avocado if you wanted to.
Yeah.
So there is an app on my Android device, but it keeps crashing on me. So I am going to show you what the WW looks like on, not the WWW on my phone. So it's $20 a month. That's what it is. So same as your Peloton.
Peloton's more than 20 bucks a month.
Oh, I thought you said the subscription was
$20. 20, 30, thereabouts. It's pretty, it's not 20 bucks a month.
So I have I guess I have 23 points a day. That's how many I can spend. And I've used two.
23, okay.
23.
That's pretty easy.
And you used to be able to earn points through exercise. You can now, but you have to exercise a lot. Because I used to do that too, like just exercise a ton and then eat more. That's not necessarily healthy. So I have this connected to Apple Health, which connects to my Apple Watch. So it does know what my activity is. And I do have, I do get some Fit points that you can eventually spend on food. At Tips for Success, here's what I like. They have integrations with other apps that we've talked about, like Headspace, which we've talked about before. This is, if you are a subscriber to the WW, you get these basic Headspace.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's all around wellness. Also,
it's true, because stress is a big factor in overeating. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they have a deal with Aptive, so you can get
these.
Exercises, you know, instead of subscribing to all three of those, you can just get them. And then they have the communities because it's still based in the community. People.
Do you still have meetings? Do you still go to meetings?
I've never been to meetings. That was never my thing.
I found that helpful, especially because you have to weigh yourself in front of everybody.
Yeah. No, that's
it's so
not
embarrassing
thing,
when you take off all your clothes just because you want to save a few ounces. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Sometimes you do that anyway when it has nothing to do with a Weight Watchers meeting. But, you know.
Hey.
Anyway.
Only when I'm going swimming. Yeah. So just to give you the Peloton price, because I looked it up. $39 a month.
Oh.
That's if you have the bike.
Which
costs thousands. They do have a digital-only membership, which is just the app. And since you see, they have a lot more stuff. And that's $19.49 a month. So that is better.
Yes, the bike is like, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. Expensive.
Yeah. I think it's almost $4,000. It was very expensive. But, you know, good exercise gear is pricey because you don't want it to fall apart. And spin bikes take a lot of heat. So, yeah, it's expensive. I think there are a lot less expensive ways to do it. You know, it's even more than a gym, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One last note about Weight Watchers. You always make fun of me when we talk about apps that, like, you can use a barcode to... figure out how many calories.
I don't make
calories.
Fun of that. I think that's...
Well, you say, you know, like if you're eating just a ton of stuff with barcodes, that's not really
That's
healthy.
Probably not super
yeah.
good. Yeah.
So what they do is every time you do use a barcode, then it's points as opposed to like if, you know, if you ate like...
That's a real change.
Yeah, all those 0 points foods in that somehow processed
What if you had
a barcode?
Barcoded apple?
Well, then you just say an apple.
So if you use a barcode, it costs you just because you're using eating processed foods.
Yeah. Like if you have
That is a big change because they sell foods. Do they still sell foods?
I don't know if they still sell
foods. Maybe they don't.
Maybe
this is the new Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
I might try this. This is a good idea.
Well, it's the same as LifeSum, which you also tried. So maybe one at a time.
Yeah. It's the same? You think it's exactly the same?
Well, no. I don't think it's the same. I think... It's
similar.
Slightly different, but it's, I mean, to use two different ones, that's a little excessive.
Oh, I figure if I just buy all these apps but don't do anything, then I'm going to be healthier.
That,
don't you think?
Unfortunately, is not how it works.
It's unfortunately, okay. How I work.
What else do you have?
This is kind of cool. These are the Jabra Elite headphones. We've talked about these before. I really like them. But they have a sport model. And what's cool about the sport model is these, you know, they'll play music for you, but they'll also do workouts in your ear workouts. And I think this is the future of hearables. It also measures your heart rate. It will measure your oxygen consumption, which is pretty cool. Unfortunately, as you can see, it's an iPhone app, and it's I don't know what to do. Only when I'm using
the Jabra app on my.
Yeah, well, there's a different one for the sport stuff, right? One of the things they do, and I really admire this, is that you have to set up your headphones, and you actually, when you're setting them up, it already knows that I weigh 181 pounds. And it knows I was born in 1975. That's amazing. Amazing. How do they know that? So they have other ones as well. I should go back. The Jabra Pulse are wired, Jabra Pace and Jabra Coach. So these do all the same. So this is different from the other Jabra in-ears. Mm-hmm. A lot of people bought the new Jabra in-ears for the holidays because they were very well priced. These were $250, and I bought them for $150, and I think if you shop around, you could see some deals. What's cool about this is they actually make you jump around with your headphones. I'm going to cancel this right now because we don't need to jump around. But they'll make you jump around the headphones, make sure they're getting a good fit. And that's very critical. They come with a bunch of tips because it needs to be well fitted in your ear for two reasons. One, so it doesn't fall out when you're exercising. But two, so that they can measure your heart rate and your pulse and all that other stuff. So I think this is a kind of an interesting hearable fitness idea. These are the Jabra Elite Sports, the sport version.
I like Jabra. I've enjoyed their...
These are great headphones. And, you know, if you like AirPods, I'm actually surprised Apple hasn't already done something like this. But if you like AirPods, these actually stay in your ear a little bit better, I think, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're without any wires.
The Jabra Pulse is what I had. They're wired. They're Bluetooth, but they're wired Bluetooth.
Ah, yes. So you pay more for the wireless. And yes, it's a Jabra, so you can make phone calls with it as well. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, so the next app that I have comes from a viewer named Brian, and he created this app. He said, after struggling with weight all my life, last year I decided it was time to change, and being a nerd and a developer took a couple of weeks and created a simple yet different weight tracking app.
Look at him. He lost a lot of weight.
To help keep me motivated, and in doing so, lost over 50 pounds.
Nice.
I recently just pushed the 1.0 version to the App Store. I'm currently working to add a watch app next and have more planned updates. Actually, he sent me this email a while ago. He already has the watch app. I have it too.
Let's not forget the watch, because that really, I think, for a lot of people is a huge help. Mm-hmm. When any of these apps that you're using, almost all of them have a watch interface. Mm-hmm. And of course, Apple's own health app and activity tracking is great, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here's Obtain.
Let's see his app. Obtain?
Obtain is just telling you what your goals are. So here, that was what I weighed last week. But now I can
after
update
Weight Watchers,
my weight
let's
to
see.
150 and save. And so
you
I'm reaching
two
my
pounds.
Goal.
Good job.
I did. Yeah. So this is the marker. Here's my goal
that
weight, 147. And actually my goal weight is 130. That's a little
we
bit
should explain though that
but.
You're 7'3", so this is I mean
we should explain that I am a 45-year-old woman. I'm proud of how I feel.
You've had
and
several children.
I'm proud of how I look and feel, and I want to make smarter choices when
absolutely
I'm
I am not somebody to mention or say.
I have all my stats here, my averages, and it's nice because it doesn't have anything to do with food. It's just that's it works with LifeSum and other apps. Like this is just basically here's where I am to my marker goal. My goal is here, but then there's little markers. So it feels like you have gotten somewhere.
The
settings, you can be notified, it's protected by a password. And he says the data is stored locally using Apple's core data framework because I asked him about security. And he plans to add iCloud support. And it also works. It works through HealthKit.
Well, it's nice. A listener has written that. And congratulations on the weight loss, too.
Thanks, Brian.
Obtain. Mm-hmm. Obtain. Well, I feel pretty healthy. Do you?
I do, yeah.
Do you? Sometimes just talking about health makes you feel better.
You know what else is 0 points? salmon. And I ate some really good salmon this week.
See, I'm liking this 0 point thing. So I could eat like a dozen hard-boiled eggs and a pound of salmon and,
you could eat 50
and some
eggs.
Celery.
Ain't no man could eat 50 eggs.
You know, can I, you know what I could? You know what I could eat? Let me just show you. I got...
Look how strong you are.
I got a giant box of meat. Oh, man, when this butcher box came, I was so happy. This, by the way, is also a health thing. It says it right there, better meat for a better you. Think of ButcherBox as your neighborhood butcher. It's very high quality, grass-fed, grass-finished beef.
Did you eat any of the salmon, or did you give all your salmon to me?
You had that? Did you have that? Was that our salmon that you had?
Yeah.
Yes. Was it good?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't supposed to tell you. Lisa told me not to tell you that she gave me the salmon out of your box.
No, that's okay. No. You should have some experience at ButcherBox as well.
It was still.
We had some ribeyes that were, wow, grass-fed. And so that means lower fat. They're healthier for you, and it's healthier for the environment. You can choose from curated boxes that include, it's not just beef, high-quality beef, chicken, pork, fish. Yep. The meat is, it comes to you frozen, okay? So it's frozen at the peak of freshness in individual vacuum-packed biodegradable packaging. By the way, I sous-vided those in the packing. Worked great.
Oh.
So if you like sous-vide, it's a great way. I had popped those in the sous-vide at 132 degrees for an hour and a half, medium rare, then seared them on the grill, and they were the most, oh man. Each box is shipped with a carefully calculated amount of dry ice. We had a lot of fun playing with the dry ice too, by the way, to ensure it remains frozen after it reaches your doorstep. And it was. It was nicely frozen. All meat is delivered directly to you, and the delivery is free. Grass-fed and grass-finished. Free-range organic chicken. Heritage breed pork. It is really good stuff. And I highly recommend this. Because if you're going to eat meat, you should eat good quality meat, right? I'm going to eat more of that delicious chicken.
My kids ate the chicken, and they enjoyed it very much.
You got my chicken, too?
And your bacon.
You got my bacon?
My family enjoyed the bacon as well.
I was wondering why that box was a little light. No antibiotics, no hormones, absolutely humanely raised. You're eating healthy, high-quality meat. ButcherBox carefully curates the finest selections and cuts and makes it easy to customize your delivery. We just took the basic box and it was great. The variety was fantastic, but you can build your own box and choose exactly how much and what your family would love. In fact, when you first start, probably should be a good idea. You're going to get your first $20 off your first box and 2 pounds of free salmon. So it'd be a good idea to try that. I think they want people to try the salmon. It's fantastic, right? Really good stuff. Choose your delivery frequency. Each box, of course, has recipe cards with tips to cook quality meals. This is new, this salmon. And now you're going to say, I know what you're saying. Oh, is it farmed? No. This is wild Alaskan salmon. That's better for you. They don't have to dye it orange as they do the farmed salmon to make it look like salmon. This is the real stuff caught in the wilds of Alaska. And you're going to get 2 pounds of that free plus $20 off right now. If you go to butcherbox.com/iOS today, they source their pure, sustainably harvested salmon from Bristol Bay, Alaska. Its red color means the salmon is as fresh and nutrient-rich as it gets. This is awesome. $20 off your first box, 2 pounds of free wild Alaska salmon. It does taste better, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. It really makes a big difference. And some good recipes for cooking that. And maybe, I think some people are nervous about salmon because they go, I don't cook that. Really good recipes that'll help you cook it and even grill it. Oh, it's so good grilled. And actually, you can sous vide it too. The one of the nice things about getting it all sealed and vacuum packed, just pop it in the sous vide. Sous vide is great for salmon. ButcherBox.com/iOS today. $20 off your first box by going to ButcherBox.com/iOS today. And use iOS today, if you will, at checkout. That way you'll get your $20 off and the two pounds of free wild salmon. See what that says there? Limited time offer. Don't delay. It was when the butcher box came, and they sent us 3 boxes. When the butcher box came, because you were supposed to get a whole box. Jason was supposed to get a whole box. But we took some of it. My freezer's full. When the butcher box came, my son went crazy because he's already a subscriber. He loves butcher boxes. What is this? He said, you just got a whole lot of meat. I said, yes, my butcher box came.
I love subscriptions. Like, it's just so nice to not have to think about going to the
grocery store. It's also nice to get stuff, like, arriving on your doorstep. It's like a present.
It's the opposite of going to the grocery store.
Yeah, it's like a gift. I love it. Mm-hmm.
Shall we discuss some news?
Mm.
Are you interested in talking about Apple's FTC trial with Qualcomm?
That thing, what a mess that is. So, as you know, Apple and Qualcomm have been in a bitter battle for some time. Qualcomm just won a big victory in Germany. And the German court said that Apple couldn't sell pre-iPhone 10 iPhones in Germany. And now, the German judge said, nope, Apple's right. Qualcomm's charging too much. It's one of these seesaw battles. And yes, as you point out, the government is now suing Qualcomm, saying that they are not licensing patents to their technology at a fair and reasonable price. That's called FRAND licensing, and it is a legal requirement. We know they're paying $7.49 an iPhone, and the judge said that's too much. For an iPhone, Apple could not put Qualcomm chips in its latest round of iPhones. Not because they chose not to. I thought maybe, they don't, because of this battle, they don't want to, they're going to put Intel in. No, Qualcomm refused. They refused. So quite a mess. The battle goes on. There have been some small victories for Qualcomm, but I think, especially now that the FCC is adding their weight to this, I think this is starting to go against Qualcomm.
Yeah.
And really the issue is not that they have the patents are not legitimate. They are legitimate. Qualcomm invented a lot of these technologies. And if you want to make a cell phone, especially in the United States, you really need the Qualcomm technologies. But that they're licensed, they're asking too much. $750 a phone is considered by many, certainly by Apple, to be too much. Mm-hmm. So Apple says, no, we want to. So it's all about FRAND licensing, fair and reasonable licensing. And that's. We'll talk more about that. Renee Ritchie's kind of the expert on all of that next on MacBreak Weekly.
What do you think about the new iPod Touch that Apple said that they might be... Mac Okotera.
Said yeah, Renee had a poll on his Twitter feed if people want an iPod Touch. And I guess people do.
Yeah.
It's for kids, right? It's for people you don't want to have a phone. You want the features of a phone, which, by the way, it's not just music, it's apps. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to pay a phone fee. Mm-hmm. And you don't need a phone for whatever reason.
Well, one thing was interesting. Joseph Cox, who's the security writer for Motherboard, we had him. He was the one that uncovered all of that news last week about cell phone companies being, you know, selling our data that would end up to.
Yeah, I saw him on TNW. Yeah, that was good.
He doesn't have a phone. He was using his computer to do Skype, and the connection wasn't great. I was like, he's like, should I switch to my iPod? And I was like, did you say iPod? And he's like, yeah.
If you think about it, if you have Google Voice or Skype or, I mean, Viber or Facebook Messenger or, I mean, dozens of apps, WhatsApp, Signal, you can make voice calls. You can make video calls. You don't need, you just do it over data.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there is a market for the iPod Touch. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point that market kind of started to eat into the phone market, mm-hmm. right?
I mean, if you think about the cell phone companies, what they do with our data, which is not great. I'm super frustrated with all cell phone companies because we pay a huge bill every month and then they sell our data. It's not like Facebook or Google where, you know, you have a free service. So, you know, it's based on, you know, advertising to you. Like cell phone service is not a free service.
Yeah.
And then they're also selling our data and then, you know, I don't know. It's and our location. So, yeah.
They're selling it to Dog the Bounty Hunter. That's what really bothers me.
They're selling it. I think they will say they're selling it to reputable places who then
the promise is a third party market.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't know. It's interesting. I'm not that excited about this story. Also says Mac Okotera says iPhones will have USB-C. That's the rumor.
We should mention that site and many others like it, Apple rumor sites, have a mixed.
They just report
bag.
Everything, and sometimes they're right.
sometimes they're not.
Yeah. I know last week we talked a little bit about the news that was coming out in CES about AirPlay 2 coming to different TVs and that being a big deal.
Different TVs to Apple's arch rival Samsung's TVs among Sony and LG and everybody else. Mm-hmm. That was a shocker.
And then phones becoming, TVs becoming compatible with HomeKit, which is also interesting.
Right.
It's that walled garden that we always talk about that we think is never going to
It's getting unwalled. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, there's Steve Kovacs, a really good piece on CNBC, mm-hmm. in which he points out that Apple themselves say that the future for Apple's services, if you're going to sell services, you can't just sell to the people who own Apples. You want to make it the larger market. Mm-hmm. So the fact that iTunes TV, you know, TV and movies can be on other TVs now.
And iTunes on Amazon Echo devices.
Yeah, that another one where, you know, just a blue moon. Mm-hmm. Heck froze over.
Mm-hmm. It really did.
Yeah.
There's going to be a YubiKey for the iPhone. Did you see that announcement at CES?
No, tell me about that because I'm a big fan.
You have a YubiKey, right?
I have one in my pocket right now. And this is and it's not because it's just because I carry it with me everywhere. This is a USB device, but you can see it's a USB Type A device that you plug in to your port, press the button, and it does a one-time password. So it's kind of like the Google Authenticator, but it's a separate device. So this is a really good security tool. But the problem is, how do I plug that into an iPhone?
Yeah. So apparently
it'll have a lightning port on it?
A lightning port. Yeah, that's what they announced at CES.
Neat.
So there it is.
And a Type-C port.
Yeah, so both.
So that's key because I honestly agree with the previous story that ultimately Apple's going to go to C, maybe even the next generation iPhone. I think lightning is over. So yeah. That's good because it does C and lightning.
Mm-hmm.
I might buy that. This one is less useful. It doesn't do C or lightning. It does Type A, which means I have to put an adapter on it.
Mm-hmm.
And with iPhones, you can't. In fact, they sell one with Bluetooth because you can't even use NFC with iPhones. So they have a Bluetooth YubiKey for that.
Mm. I don't know if there's any other news.
Oh, there's lots of news, I'm sure. But, I mean, after all, this isn't a news show.
No, but I do have, here's something. You know, Waterfield bags, the SF bags, you like them, right?
Love those, yeah.
They are launching a project where you can design your own so that you, like, whether you have an iPhone or AirPods or everything. I thought this was interesting.
Now, is this, you're going to be able to make anything you want?
Well, no, they're just crowdsourcing their next generation.
Oh, okay, so there'll be one wallet, but you'll design it. You'll help design it, or?
Yeah, like, what type of wallet do you use? So it's like, do you use a phone wallet, a passport wallet? So I thought this was pretty interesting because
I really
love their stuff.
Yeah.
And it's never exactly perfect.
No.
Like, it never fits. I've been using the wallet case from Nomad, and I like it, but it is a little puffy because of money
right,
in there.
Right,
because I'm so rich.
I think it might be just a bad idea to try to put everything in one thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why, actually, I carry a backpack. I can get everything in that.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of annoying as well. Isn't it the case, though? You're a woman, I believe.
I believe I am.
That there's just this inevitable expansion of your purse.
Mm-hmm.
That you start small, you know, when you're young, you have a little clutch and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And pretty soon you're in a boat, you know, right? Isn't that the case? I've seen that happen.
Yeah. I like a big tote. That is my style.
Because you need more stuff.
Right. Well, I had to upgrade because this is bigger than the 11-inch. The 11-inch fits in a small purse. This, you know, whatever.
I gave in and I just bought it. I got a backpack and it's just stuffed with everything.
Yeah.
Periodically, I go through it and say, oh, I don't need that or I need this.
I want to answer many of your questions, and we will, but first we should thank ExpressVPN.
Yes, our sponsor. ExpressVPN is the best VPN. You know why you need a VPN, right? I'll quick explainer for those who don't. When you are on the net, whether you're at home or at a coffee shop or at work, people who run the network can spy on you, and your internet service provider often will sell things, you know, what you're up to on the net to marketers. Sometimes they'll even, in some cases, inject marketing information into your browser pages. What? And ads. Work can do the same thing. And, of course, in a coffee shop, anybody can see what you're up to. Sometimes, VPN is a great way to protect your privacy everywhere you go. And ExpressVPN is the best because it's fast. A lot of people don't use VPNs because they say, it slows me down too much. Nope. It allows you to safely surf on public Wi-Fi without being snooped on or having your personal data stolen. Easy to use, too. They've got apps for every platform. You one click to turn on the VPN and you're secure. It's kind of a nice feeling when you turn on your ExpressVPN. Runs on your computer, your phone, your tablet. The number one VPN service on TechRadar. That is a big deal. Number one VPN on Tech Radar, 30-day money-back guarantee. If you don't want to hand over your online history to your ISP and data resellers, ExpressVPN is the answer. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 extra months free with a 1-year package. Why let Dog the Bounty Hunter know what you're up to? Go to expressvpn.com/iOS today. ExpressVPN.com/iOS today. We got a deal too for you. When you sign up for the year package, which is the best deal, you'll get 3 extra months free. Now it's an even better deal. ExpressVPN.com/iOS today. It's the one I use, one I recommend. It's the fastest. It's the best. No logging. They're not snooping on you. There's no, you know, geographic restrictions. It's just a great solution. ExpressVPN.com/iOS today. Of course, money back guarantee. So give it a try. I guarantee you, you'll like it. Rock solid privacy at blazing speeds.
All right, we have a video that Chris sent us browsing privately, and here she is.
Very timely, isn't it?
I recently learned the value of a private web page and how easy it is to use in Safari on a Mac. I decided to go further and figure out how to use it on my iOS devices. In Safari on your phone, tap the multi-tab icon at the bottom right of the current page to show the current open tabs. At the bottom left of the screen, you'll see the word private. Tap this, tap plus, and a new browser page will open up. As long as you're here, Safari will not save the history or cookies where you browse, and the websites can't see your previous history. No record of your browsing will be kept by Safari. To leave the private browsing, simply tap on the word private at the bottom of the screen and your regular tabs will come up. The iPad works in a similar way. Open Safari, click on the multi-tab icon at the right. The option for private is just to the left. Tap private, tap plus, and browse. Tap private again, and your regular tabs will be active. Thanks for all your help and tips. Bye.
That's a great tip. I do want to say a little bit about private browsing in Chrome on your Android device or on your tablet. They call it incognito mode. You need to understand what it does and does not do. So we were talking about ExpressVPN, our sponsor. If you're in incognito mode, your ISP can still see where you're going. In fact, Google can still keep track of where you're going. What it really means is it won't keep anything in history. It won't store cookies. So now I think Apple is probably not tracking what you're doing on Safari, but I don't know in private browsing mode. So here's what she was talking about. That little, maybe people don't know what that little double box icon is on their phone. That's the tabs, right? And see, there's private right there. And you just open a private tab. Anything you do here is going to be private. If you go back and exit private, you won't be private anymore. Same thing on the iPad. There's the tab icon right there, private browsing. And now if you go somewhere, it's not going to be, you can press the plus button to get a private tab. And it's not going to be recorded on the machine. It does not protect you from your internet service provider, your phone company. They still know where you're going. It doesn't change any of that. It's really just telling the browser, don't keep track of this. And it's not, in the case of Chrome, it's not really protecting you from, you know, this is what it's saying, right? You actually still are visible to the websites, obviously, you visited. Your employer, your school, or internet service provider. And this is on Chrome again, but what it doesn't do is it doesn't save your browsing history, cookies, site data, form information. So that's an important distinction to understand. It sounds like you're completely, you know, incognito. It's not a VPN.
So, but if you're like shopping for something for, you know, your partner who shares your web browser, that's a good reason.
Yeah, exactly, because she could see in the history where you've been. Yeah, that's a very good example.
Mike from Houston wrote in with a comment about MacBreak Weekly. He said that you asked Micah if there was backwards HomeKit compatibility with Wemo devices, and Micah wasn't sure. But the answer is yes. with the new Wemo Bridge device. Wemo Bridge is an Ethernet device that plugs into your network and authenticates your older Wemo devices to become HomeKit devices, and it works great.
Yeah, I think that's what actually Micah was saying.
Oh, okay.
So in the old days on HomeKit, you had to have a physical hardware chip in the device, mm-hmm. and that really slowed down HomeKit acceptance because people didn't want to spend the money and the complexity that added. When Apple switched about a year ago to software-only authentication, lots more people had jumped on the HomeKit bandwagon. So my question was, well, what about older Wemo devices? Those older devices won't work unless you get the new Wemo base, which does the authentication and then allows them to work.
Well, so I have older Wemo plugs that have backwards compatibility.
Oh, they
too.
Do?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have the bridge.
No, I do not have the bridge. Right. And so that was what it was confusing to me because I plug them in. I can't just automatically use HomeKit. I have to use the app. And then through the app, it uploads the firmware, and then you go to... But I don't have a bridge.
You're using the Wemo app to upload the firmware to the Wemo, and then it works.
Right.
And that's the key. That's the thing is now that it isn't a chip, older hardware that doesn't have that chip, if its firmware can be upgraded, which in this case it can.
So that's a good answer. I used Wemo on all my holiday lights.
That was my question, was whether you could put new firmware in it. Yeah.
I love the Wemo smart plugs.
Nice.
And my holiday lights are still on. And still on that schedule. And I believe your holiday lights are on. I wasn't stalking you, but a member of my book club lives across the street from you. And so we had book club on Sunday, and I noticed your holiday lights.
You were in my cul-de-sac?
I was in your cul-de-sac.
You didn't come and knock on the door?
Did you want me to? I didn't think you
would.
You
can always do that.
Okay.
It'd be fun to see you. Yeah, our lights are still up. They're up-ish because some of them have fallen off.
They look beautiful.
I think we had nice lights.
Yeah
they ought to at that price. We had somebody do it. Lisa won't let me get on a ladder. She says, you're too valuable. If you fell off,
I agree.
The entire company
would, I agree.
It would be over. So like Tim Cook, I have to fly in private planes. I have a bodyguard, and I'm not allowed to put Christmas lights on the house.
Mm-hmm. And we all appreciate that.
Actually, not like Tim Cook, because the first two I have to.
You do or do not have a bodyguard?
No. Well, you're my bodyguard.
That's
actually,
true.
I kind of do. You know, we mentioned our health stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I've noticed that you're wearing... an aura ring.
Yeah, I should check my sleep.
So we didn't really talk about this. This is actually my favorite health app of all, but they're going to be a sponsor soon. So we'll be talking about the O-U-R-A aura rings. But I just noticed you're wearing one. You got one.
I did, yeah.
Nice. Ooh, you got the silvery one.
I got the silver. So again, we're married in fitness, you and I.
I think this is, so this does some of the same things the watch does, but who wants to wear a watch to sleep, right?
Yeah.
So I like the sleep tracking in this best of all, because it measures not just heart rate, but body temperature, mm-hmm. motion. So it has a very good idea of what you're doing in bed.
What was your sleep score?
I'm not going to show you.
Mine was 89.
Nice. I've never had an 89. Ever.
I went to bed at 10 and woke up at 7. That's a lot.
9 hours of
I know.
Blissful sleep. I'm so jealous.
Yeah. 4 of those were light. Only 21 minutes of deep sleep.
No, but isn't that funny? I didn't know till I used this ring that how little deep sleep we get. We don't need more than, say, an hour and a half. Mm. In fact, if you tap it, it'll say, on average, people get, but as you get older, you get less deep sleep and stuff like that. But I don't want to go on and on because it's going to be it's going to be one of our sponsors.
Yeah, but I like it. It's very comfortable.
Isn't it great?
By next week, I'll have more stats and we can compete. Which I like to do. I like to compete with you about how.
Yeah, I've been using it for months because Kevin Rose told me about this. He's an advisor to the company, and then Harpreet, the founder, came in. But I had bought one. He had sent me one, I think, because Kevin made a connection, and then he came in on the new screensavers. It's really cool. So that's another health. We'll talk about that though in the future.
Joey wanted to write in to say he bought his Nomad case for the 10R that we recommended, and he's very happy with it.
I should go get my Nomad case. I'm using this cheap rubber case.
Yeah, why are you doing that? I have the Nomad wallet case that I normally use, but I don't use it for performances.
Whenever I perform, I always use a rubber case. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to drop it.
This dropped without the case from my table on like that, and nothing happened.
Oh, thank God.
I know.
Lisa and I were bicycling around Pokemon Going, and I got some, I showed it on our Christmas gift guide, that holder, and she went over one too many bounces, and it fell out of the holder and went tumbling tumbling down the street.
I'm not sure I understand.
I don't understand either. And then, thanks, Siri. And then I come behind her, and I see her stop suddenly and make a U-turn. I thought, what's going on? And she fortunately, nobody drove over it, but she had one of those gorilla cases. Now, what do they call them? The otter boxes. Mm-hmm. Not gorillas. Otter, gorilla, you know, animal case. She had the otter box, and it was perfect.
Mm, that's great.
Perfect.
Yeah, those are too bulky for me. Like, they hide the beauty of the iPhone, in my opinion.
Yes, but she needed it, as it turned out.
Mm-hmm. Steven writes, on the Subscription Survivor episode, you said that iTunes Match enables the user to download the higher quality version of the songs, and then you can switch out your old iTunes music collection for the better quality iTunes Match collection. Could you talk a little bit more about how to do that?
iTunes Match, $25, and that it matches your music. So everything that it knows about, so first thing you do is you pay for it and you run it, and you have to keep running it until you look at iTunes, and this, you need to do this on your computer, I think. Everything has been uploaded. There's a little icon that'll say everything. Yes, I have, everything's been matched. You can even search for unmatched songs. Once everything is matched, move the matched music out of the iTunes media folder. You could delete it, but I think it's better, safer to move it out. So put it somewhere else that iTunes can't find it. Just take the music out and then open, close iTunes, move it, open iTunes. I don't think it'll create a new thing. Now, this is an interesting question. Yeah, you might have to, I think the index might still be there. So select all of the files, because it'll say, I can't find any of this music. Select everything and delete it. You're not deleting the file, you're just deleting the index. The file, remember, you move somewhere safe, invisible to iTunes, which is basically anywhere else on the hard drive. Then erase that. So you move the music out. Then open iTunes, and it will show all the songs. It will have a little puffy cloud with a down arrow, which means I don't have the song here. You could stream it, or you could download it. Select your entire library, that index that you already had, and say download all songs. It will re-download the songs. Remember, you matched them. It'll only download stuff that it matched. If it's a song it doesn't know about, it's not in the Apple Music library, it, in theory, will have uploaded a copy, so it'll download that same copy. If it is a song that is in the iTunes Apple Music library, it will download a 256 kilobit AAC version of the song, unprotected version. So now that's an advantage, because if you have protected music, it will download a new copy that's unprotected. If you have music that's lower bit rate, lower quality, it will download a 256-bit version of it, AAC. So it'll download a better quality. There are a couple of things to point out. If it's low, if your original is lower than 96 kilobits, it won't match it. So it's easy to fix that. Just resample it at 96 kilobits. It'll sound terrible, but then it'll match it and you'll get a good quality version. So I did that with a lot of music that I got in Napster originally that was kind of junky music. I re-downloaded it at 256 kilobit AAC, sounds great. It also makes sure that Apple has a copy of it, which is kind of like backup, because if you ever lose your music library, a hard drive dies or whatever, you can always re-download it. And it also removes all the copy protection. So that is, for $25, I think, well worth it. And that doesn't mean $25 every year. You can do it once and it's done. It'll then have a copy of it. I pay $25 a year for that backup reason. The other thing to be aware of, and this is what Jim Dalrymple was complaining, sometimes iTunes Match doesn't match right. For instance, if you have a live performance of a song, it sometimes will match it to a studio version of the song. If you have an unusual copy, a bootleg of a song, iTunes Match may match it to the non-bootleg version of the song. So that's why I don't want you to delete your music library, especially songs that aren't matched. You want to keep those. And you may want to just check to make sure you got what you thought you were going to get instead of a different version of the same song. And that's what Jim was complaining about, is, he has all these bootlegs and live recordings of his favorite bands, and those didn't always match properly.
So what could I tell it to match it properly? Like if they
No, I don't think so. I think it's just it's the algorithm isn't working perfectly, and it may be getting better. I think that when Jim complained bitterly about this a couple of years ago, Apple did respond, and I think fixed a lot of the features. I would, instead of just going by what I said here, I would go to iMore.com or one of the many sites that talk about this, how to replace your music using iTunes Match, and then follow their step-by-step because, you know, it's in writing, and that way there won't be any missteps. You don't want to screw up your music. And so that's why it's so important. You don't delete your music. Make a copy. In fact, it's even better if you have a backup somewhere. So have a copy on your hard drive, have a backup somewhere, and then you're not going to lose your music.
Thank you for sending your questions. We love to get videos. You can send them to Megan at twit.tv.
Yeah, it's nice to show your face.
Chris
like
sent it through Dropbox, which was great. You can upload it to YouTube and send me the link. You can tell me another way you want to send it. Just let me know that you're sending it in that secret way, and I will find it.
That secret way.
So we have our ab caps, but before we do ab caps...
We do WordPress.
Yes.
Man, I love WordPress.com. I love it.
I have been a clothes.com's powered by WordPress.
Yeah. So many sites. Quartz, you know, this is like the changing the world. When their website came out, everybody was exclaiming about how remarkable and modern is and everything. And I thought, wow, that's just WordPress.com, guys. WordPress is an amazing platform. For your blog, for your company's website, they have e-commerce. It's going to look great. It's mobile friendly. They have so many themes. You can always find one that's unique so you don't have a cookie cutter website. No 2-week trials, no hidden fees. And I think this is really important. With WordPress, you own your content. It's yours forever. WordPress.com lets you upload content, video, audio, text, pictures, and download it again. It's not putting it on YouTube where, hey, Mr. Google decides he doesn't like you. Boom, it's gone. Twitter, Facebook, same thing. This is your site, your content. You own it. Powerful site building tools and 24/7 support from real experts. WordPress.com lets anyone pursue whatever it is they love by launching a site that's free to start with room to grow. LeoLaporte.com, my personal blog, I've been a WordPress.com user for 12 years, and it's just so great. In fact, I'll tell you why I like WordPress.com. I spend less time messing with the site and more time posting content. And isn't that really what the site's all about? You don't need to be a HTML or CSS expert. You don't even need to know what those terms are. You just need to have something to say or a business to promote. The WordPress platform, so flexible, so powerful. Some of the biggest companies on earth use it to build their websites. Steve Gibson uses it for his personal site. Everybody I know really uses WordPress. Millions of people use WordPress.com every day to turn their dreams into reality. And when you might say, oh, Leo, you're exaggerating, everybody you know. 33% of all the internet runs on WordPress. 1/3 worldwide of the entire internet runs on WordPress. Go to WordPress.com/twit. You'll get 15% off any new plan purchase. WordPress.com/twit. 15% off WordPress.com/twit. If you've been thinking, I don't like my site, I need a better site. We just heard about one of the big domain registrars. I'm not going to name names, but you know the name. Injecting JavaScript into people's sites, the sites they host. That's shocking. Not at WordPress. WordPress.com/twit. This is a company that believes in the open web, believes in creating great websites. WordPress.com/twit. I couldn't be more positive and happy about WordPress.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's my website is powered
by
WordPress.
These are the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
all right.
I should put a hat on.
I also should put a hat on.
Hey, I like that ZDTV hat.
I like it too.
That's an antique.
Yeah, that's I'm sure why John chose it because my app is also an antique.
That's 20 years old, that hat.
20?
Did you, when you worked at Tech TV, was it ZDTV when you started?
In the very beginning, it was ZDTV. Yep.
The very 1998 to 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. And then, because I remember I was on the web team, and when they were changing the name to Tech TV, they were like the web team was really pushing to have a .com in the name.
Oh, interesting.
You know, that was the wanted to. But
this hat has a story too. This is the hat I used to beat Billie Jean King in that very famous
that was great.
Tennis match.
Yeah, Battle of the Sexes. Yeah. It was great. We're wearing caps because it's ABCAP time.
Oh, I like that.
And I'm wearing this antique cap because I've
Do you have an antique?
I have an app that turns your photos into daguerreotypes.
I like that. You know, lately there have been a lot of Civil War photos that people have colorized, and you look at them and you go, wow, that, or World War One. You saw that Peter Jackson just colorized all these videos, and you think, oh, these look like real people. But what if you didn't want to look like real people? What if you wanted to look like General Beauregard Johnson?
Yes, here's your professor.
he looks like.
General Beauregard.
He looks like he invented physics in 1942.
he did, actually.
He did. He invented, I invented
Carsten
physics.
Carsten Vondi. Yeah,
that's my
and
producer.
And here's another one.
Why does Burke look crazy in every photo?
It's the eyes.
What is it with you, Burke?
It's the eyes.
Every photo, you look insane.
Yeah.
Wow.
Burke wanted me to send the full version of this photo to, and I will, Burke. Sorry, I didn't get a chance to use
it. I like, so it's damaged, it's black and white, it looks like it's, daguerreotypes were like silver prints, right? Or, I can't remember what they, Anthony Nielsen.
Yeah, he looks the most normal in that.
It does something to the eyes. All of these, the eyes are bright.
Yeah. And then Patrick. So Patrick. A little bit zombie-ish. Okay, so this app is called Tintype. And
that's what
it
they were,
is,
the Tintypes, yeah.
Doop, boop, boop. My
so was
face
it tin? I think it was tin.
Yeah, they made the photos on tin. So here's, yep, there it is. It's selfie like it's $18.99. it's 99 cents. Here, let me take your photo with that special hat. Oh, do you like the sound?
Wow, that was a loud
sound.
So
now we can see.
That was the
it's
big
developing.
Box.
It's slowly developing. We can see it. There it goes.
Well, dang.
So that, you want to do another? Let's do another one.
I know. I like that one.
No. One more. Because then we can. Why do you have to make that face? Okay. That was. Let's see. I think
that was
in
a transition.
Oh. That
see what it
is,
does with the eyes?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of interesting.
So I can share that. I can text it to you. I can share it on Twitter, which I'm going to, obviously. It's by Hipstamatic. Did I say that?
I think you should dress up in old clothes, though, like Carsten did, to really get
that bow tie. He wore that bow tie just for that photo shoot. He did blink a little bit. I can also adjust it if I wanted to make it like... Have to change the focus.
Yes,
if I could make the focus just.
Leo was lost in the Dust Bowl in 1933.
I don't know what else I can
do. He piled his family in the back of an old pickup truck.
Oh yeah,
drove all the way to California.
Oh look, that's pretty good. It's
that looks like a normal
portrait
picture.
Mode, but yeah, that does.
Oh, it works with portrait mode.
But I did do the focus.
Oh, I want to get this. How much is this?
99 cents.
That's a pretty good deal.
I like that one. That looks more Dust Bowl right there.
Yeah. There you go. You want it to be old and distressed.
There we go.
Can you make it a little more sepia? Is that in there or is that not?
I think there. I don't know what all these things are. They're just there's no name for
them.
This
is from the Hipstamatic folks.
Yes, it is.
Oh well, no wonder it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I can change.
Can you if you downloaded Hipstamatic, would you get all of the features of and Plus or
no? They're separate apps.
Okay.
I have Hipstamatic too.
It doesn't have a Tintype. I feel like it has a. It has an old photo.
It does. Yeah, let's see what.
But
the
it's more expensive than 99 cents.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Here, let me take it. Let's take say Hipstamatic has this old camera looking thing. See where I can.
Wait, you shouldn't take a picture of an old picture.
No, I was just showing you that it looks like a camera.
Oh, how it looks! I know. I love how it looks.
And
Lisa complains. I never just like.
Yeah, you're always.
I always have to pose.
Let's see
what happened.
There. Ooh.
So, oh, that was a so that's like light leak.
Yes.
Yeah, that's like the lomography.
I could change probably the photos in there too. Yeah, I love Hipstamatic. I still use it pretty.
You
regularly.
Buy individual cameras, you know, with Hipstamatic
lenses. Yeah, you lenses. Buy the filters. So
yeah.
I use it pretty regularly.
Cool.
I like
this is a photos. Specialty part of the Tintype version.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
99 cents.
99.99.
What do you have for your app of the week?
I have a very cool app that I've showed before, but it didn't ever work very well. And it's actually working much better now on OS X Mojave. It's called Duet. And it allows you, now this would be for somebody with a computer, and by the way, it works with Windows or Mac.
Oh, what about the Pixel, you think?
No. You need to have, let me just show you what it does. You need to have a Windows or a Mac machine, and you need to install the Duet software on it. Plus, you need to install the Duet software on your iPad.
Okay. Wait, why isn't it showing the same thing?
Because this is, well, if you know anything about a Macintosh, you wouldn't expect to see the Mojave Mountains on an iPad, would you?
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
But I would.
You wouldn't expect to see that either, would you? And if I open iTunes over here, I can get this. Now it's a little weird because I've, you know, I should rearrange because I have this is the opposite. But I can take iTunes and move it over.
Oh, that's another. That's not. It's not a mirror. It's another
extended.
Desktop.
You don't want it mirrored, right?
Right.
You want it so that you have two screens. And I tell you what, with an iPad. I should do it this way.
I get it. They're playing a duet together.
It's a duet.
It's not a mirror. It's like this you and I.
So I'll give you some use cases. You got Photoshop running on your Macintosh, and you want to see the images on your very good color display on the iPad. You just have the full-size image there. Look, I can drag it back and forth. I'll tell you, you know what's a good use of this is I could put the chat room in one. Let me open up the chat room and have the chat room running. Now, if it's full screen, you can't move it. So you can have it full screen after you move it. So I'm going to move it over like this. And there's the chat room running. And it uses the keyboard. It uses touch as if it were a mouse. So you can double click stuff. Copy and paste it and so forth. But remember, this is now this iPad screen, as much as it looks like an iPad, is actually a Mac. It's a Mac
with
the touch emulating a mouse. So it's really, I think this is really great for traveling, for instance, because now I have a dual display unit with just an iPad and a MacBook Air. This is called a Duet. I honestly think you should, you know, they have a trial for the wireless version. I think I'm actually on the wireless version.
Is it a subscription?
It's a subscription for some of the more advanced features. It's a one-time fee for the wired version. And the wired version works best. So you can even turn on the touch bar. If you have a touch bar Mac, which I don't, but if you have one, you can put the touch bar on the lower part of your, here, show my iPad. It's kind of wacky. On the lower part of my iPad, I've got my touch bar. Is that weird? I don't even have a touch bar in this Mac.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. Isn't that wild? And Siri will launch and everything.
It gives you one.
See, Siri's launching on over here.
Wow.
So this, I'm not doing a very good demo as usual. But and also, we don't have enough. I should have had them give me some more room for the screen here. But there's been a period of time where Duet did not work well, but they've updated it now to work with Mojave, and I have to say it works better than ever. This is a really great way. See, I can move the mouse. And when it's wired, it's very responsive. You can even, if you have discrete graphics card on your laptop, and again, this works with Windows. It's really uncanny to do it with Windows, to see a Windows screen on your iPad. If you have a discrete graphics card on your computer, it'll use that. If you pay a little extra, you can use the Air version. You could choose the resolutions of both screens. Air is kind of cool because that uses Wi-Fi to connect. Oh, you know what? I probably hadn't added it as a trusted device. I'm going to put auto connect in here on Air. And you can do it remotely, which is basically it's giving you a remote access tool as well. That's an additional fee. Start with the base and use the trials of the others to see if you want them. I think wired is pretty much all you need. And now that the Apples and the iPads both support Type-C, any of the Type-C cables you've got doesn't have to be a special data cable. The cable that comes with the charger works fine. That's what this is. Will connect up, and then you've got the two computers connected. It's really remarkable. This is now doing it wirelessly, which is even wackier. I see I just disconnected the cable. It takes a licking, but it keeps on ticking. A lot of times, if you're a coder, you would like to have the ability to run code in one screen and have the have the program running in the other screen. There's lots of reasons if you're a video editor. Your wireless network has interference. Plug in your lightning cable for flawless performance. This is working over Wi-Fi. So you see there's a little more hesitation than with wired, but it works. And if what you're doing is typing code in one screen and running the program in the other, that's fine. That's good. You know, the little bit of lag's not going to be a big deal. But as I said, try the wired version first. Duet. There are other programs that do this. These guys worked at Apple, and I think they really kind of nailed it. For a while, it didn't work very well, and I kind of abandoned it, but I was really pleased when their new Mojave version came out, and now it works just superbly. Superbly. Might take a little tweaking, as you saw. Sometimes you have to kind of do things like close it and reopen it after you connect the cable, and things will happen. There you go.
Love it.
Yeah. Are you tempted?
I am tempted. I think I have the original version.
We did it. Yeah. And we had problems with it for some reason. I'm not sure why, but maybe type C is. Yeah. I think maybe the big fix. Mm-hmm. If you have an iPad Pro, you're gonna love this.
Yeah, I might.
You can see it's now that I'm wired again. It's really close to real time in terms of performance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have done it. We have completed
another
show. What have
we done?
That is always the question I ask myself around this time. What have we done?
We thank you so much for joining us. We do iPad, or I guess it's iOS now, iOS today, mm-hmm. and with a little Android Chrome OS thrown mm-hmm. in. Mm-hmm. How much longer is that going on?
2 more weeks.
Oh, yay, yay. Mm-hmm. You like it?
I like it just fine. Like, I like it better as a laptop replacement than the iPad,
right.
But it's not as fun to use, and it doesn't run all the things the iPad does.
Yeah, iPad apps are very different.
Yeah, and it's just not, it's not a fun, like, device.
It's a work device.
Yeah. And I'm still getting used to some
of this.
This
is a good thing to do, though, because I think sometimes people who live in one garden or the other don't really know,
mm-hmm.
you know,
how bad it is on the other side. It's very
they
bad.
They think it's bad. But it isn't all that bad.
It's not all that bad.
I work in all the gardens.
Mm-hmm,
I'm kind
you
of
do.
A gardener.
You
I like
are.
To watch.
Leo Laporte, the gardener of tech.
We do this show every Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern time. That'd be 1700 UTC. If you want to come by and watch it live, you can. Just go to twit.tv/live. We've got audio and video streams there. If you are watching live, hey, it's even more fun if you do it with friends in our chat room at irc.twit.tv. But as with everything we do on this network, there are on-demand versions. That's why they call it a podcast. There are on-demand versions of the show available at twit.tv/iOS. Or you don't even need to go to twit.tv. You could just go to your favorite podcast application and subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Just search for iOS Today. You'll
We're
find
not
them.
Yet in Pandora. They just added podcasts, mm-hmm. and we've sent them the contract. We will see. I think they want us to cut the ads out and then do their own ads, which will be a non-starter. Mm. But we are on Spotify. We're on Google Music. And, of course, the real podcast apps, like the podcast app from Apple. Just search for iOS Today. You'll find us. Subscribe. You'll get it automatically.
We're on YouTube, too.
Oh, and YouTube as well.
And you know where else we are? If you want to really see how Leo reacted to those 3 boxes of meat, we're on Instagram. As well.
Yeah. So. There's a Inside Twit feed, right? Mm-hmm. Instagram.com/InsideTwit. And there is a twit.tv feed. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that, I think Henry's going to take over one of those. So my son's going to start, watch out, because he likes to humiliate dad. So that should be full of fun.
I mean, it's really difficult.
To humiliate a guy who has no pride? No.
Yeah. And we're on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
Like, Twit is on Twitter, so check. Follow us everywhere.
Everywhere.
Just follow us like a stalker.
Would
That's
you like
what I always
a,
say.
Would you like a mint? Have
sure.
a mint. And have a great day. We'll see you next time on iOS Today. Bye-bye.